Where in the Bible will I find there are sins that will not be forgiven? Hello, everyone. I'm Jim Dearman, and for an answer to that question, we go to the Word of God. John, the Apostle of Love, wrote much about sins and forgiveness in the first of his epistles. Sin is in the lives of all of us, 1 John 1, 8-10. It originates with the devil. 3, verse 8, Jesus died in order that forgiveness might be possible. Chapter 2, verse 16. When through weakness, ignorance, and inadvertence we sin, he is our advocate, who intercedes in our behalf. 1 John 2, verse 1. And his blood cleanses us as we walk in the light from all sin. That's 1 John 1, verse 7. He has promised that if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. 1 John 1, verse 9. John assures us that the Lord will forgive every sin, of whatever nature, from which we turn in penitence and confess. 1:8 of 1 John. But there is a sin which the Lord will not forgive. 1 John 5:16. And this is any sin, every sin, and all sin that we will not confess, repent of, and ask the Lord to forgive us for it. An analysis of 1 John 5:16 shows that 1. A child of God can sin. 2. There is a sin not unto death. 3. We are admonished to pray for forgiveness of sins and are assured that God will hear and answer our prayers. 4. There is a sin unto death. 5. For those thus guilty, it is useless to pray. So, just what is this sin that there is no forgiveness for? Since the Lord will forgive every sin which a brother confesses, and there is a sin which the Lord will not forgive, the sin which the Lord will not forgive is a sin which a brother will not confess. The sin unto death is therefore a disposition of heart, a perverseness of attitude, and an unwillingness of mind to acknowledge one's sin and from it turn away. This attitude effectively closes heaven's door in one's face. Paul says that all have sinned, Romans 3:23, and John tells us that we still sin, 1 John 1:8, so we must confess our sins, every sin, and ask God to forgive us of all sin, both of commission and of omission, for we often do or leave undone things that we may not be aware of, but God knows. The Christian should pray for forgiveness.